This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Corn Growers Association. I'm Riley Smith. U.S. pork exports to Central America set new records in 2024. We'll have more right after this.
With the combined voices of over 7,000 Iowa corn farmer members, including myself, the Iowa Corn Growers Association works to ensure agricultural policy issues are addressed at both the state and federal levels. ICGA policy development is a member-driven process that determines state and federal priorities each year. Issues begin at the grassroots level before being elevated to state at the grassroots summit and nationally at Commodity Classic. Ethanol taxes and trade are just a few of the issues Iowa corn growers are prioritizing in 2025. Join the conversation and let your voice be heard. Visit iowacorn.org to join today.
U.S. pork exports to Central America set record highs in 2024. Lucia Ruano, U.S. Meat Export Federation representative in the region, said that consumer education programs made possible through support from the USDA and the National Pork Board have helped position U.S. pork as a high-quality center-of-the-plate protein.
We are trying to improve its image as a very good protein with a lot of nutrients, easy to handle, versatility, delicious flavor. We can also see right now these proteins available at retail stores, specifically all the cuts that we can have from the loin. For example, a cowboy, a ribeye, a strip loin. All of these cuts that we have from the loin, they are not only affordable, but they have a very good flavor if you cook them and handle them in the correct way.
The record performance for U.S. pork was achieved despite some obstacles in Panama, which has imposed a cap on pork imports that is inconsistent with its obligations under the U.S.-Panama Trade Promotion Agreement.
We are struggling a little bit in Panama still because domestic producers is a very strong association and they have been putting a lot of pressure in the government and certain policies. Last year, we had a problem of shortage. There's a lot of USA chains in Panama, like Tony Roma's, for example, and they weren't able to have their signature plate, the ribs. They weren't able to have them during the last quarter of the year. None of the domestic producers were able to supply the product.
From the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.